Hello, this is Erin Whitney, Director of the Arctic Energy Office. Welcome to our Minute with Mike, featuring our Senior Advisor, Mike McElhaney. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Aaron.
Mike and I spent last week at the Anchorage Security and Defense Forum here in Anchorage, and we are going to chat a bit about it today to give folks a better understanding of that venue. Mike, can you explain what we were doing last week and what this forum was all about?
Sure. The Anchorage Security and Defense Conference is the first forum organized by the new Ted Stevens Center in the Department of Defense, which is a regionally aligned DoD think tank, if you will, to that was created by Congress to address issues related to the defense of the Arctic and the United States and its allies. And jointly with the Alaska Domain Awareness Center, ADAC, which is a Department of Homeland Security sponsored institution within the University of Alaska Anchorage. And this conference is meant to bring together both practitioners and thinkers on the Arctic from the US and its allies to discuss the challenges to the region, both in Alaska and across the Arctic, of a security and defense with a security and defense perspective.
Terrific. And what is DOE's role in all of this? How do we assist in the defense of the Arctic?
That is a great question. You know, the Department of Energy assists the defense of the Arctic in many ways. Of course, at the highest level, it is a member of the National Security Council. So the department provides its expertise when the decisions about the Arctic are being recommended to the president. Different organizations within DOE contribute to the Arctic in unique ways. Our National Nuclear Security Administration both provides the strategic deterrent. It provides fuel for our submarines who may or may not be in the Arctic at any given time. Never let our adversaries know where they are. But work very hard on security missions. Our office, CSER, helps defend critical infrastructure in the Arctic from both cyber and other threats to their security, as much critical infrastructure in the Arctic is a single point of failure and not a lot of redundancy in the region. Our office provides expertise on Arctic operating conditions to other organizations within DOE. Our Office of Nuclear Energy is working with the Air Force on deploying small modular reactors in the Arctic. So across the board, DOE runs the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to ensure that if there is a disruption to fuel supply in Alaska or anywhere else, that fuel would be available to meet American needs during a national emergency. So all of that, DOE brings quite a portfolio to the table when discussing security challenges in the Arctic.
Thanks. That's a lot. And then finally, I'm not going to ask about food this time, but what was your most interesting experience of the week?
The most interesting experience during the conference, a fin whale unfortunately broached and died in the mudflats of Anchorage Harbor, the Cook Inlet. And since the inlet was partially frozen, you and I were able to walk out there and see this magnificent beast up close and personal, and really see the wonder, see some of the wonder of the Arctic and its majesty in a unique way that many people don't get to. Although very sad for the animal that died, a very unique opportunity that is not often available.
Agreed. That was a very special experience for our listeners. It was a 49-foot juvenile fin whale frozen on the mudflats just outside of downtown Anchorage. And that's all we've got. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Aaron.